We're live on Big Daddy Radio here on ESPN 1700 AM. I'm your host, Brian Garrity, here every week, having a great time with a lot of exciting things, including the holidays in the air.
That's right.
We have Wes Shaw from RPM Mortgage joining us on the panel today. How are you doing, Wes?
Good. Good afternoon, everybody.
We want people to know that if you want to contact us, you can do so by going to bigdaddyradio.com. You can send us an email there. A lot of you have, and we appreciate it. And as you know, we respond to all emails. Make sure to check that bulk folder just in case, because some people are like, you didn't respond, but I did. And it just ended up being in their bulk folder. So, you know, we're really grateful at this time of year for a lot of things. Next week, we are going to do a holiday show. And when I say a holiday show, have, you know, the people that have participated the last year, year and a half, come in, and we're just going to talk about, you know, a lot of different fun things. Also, Tamara and Eddie Judge from The Real Housewives of Orange County are apologetic, but were scheduled to come on. With my fault, I had the date wrong. What is today?
They got called to.
They're called. They're doing some television stuff and interviewing today. So hopefully they'll be with us next week. If not, they'll be with us at the beginning of the year. But I'm hoping next week, as part of our holiday show, they'll be with us. Today's the 11th or the 10th. Isn't that stupid? I've just been like, what is the date today? Having one of those days. I don't know about you guys. If you ever have one of those days where no matter what, you just can't. It's like when you meet somebody and you call them the wrong name, and then the next thing you know, it's like that becomes their name, even though, I don't know, I do that. I'm really bad for that. I was.
Yeah, you have had that happen.
You know, all of a sudden someone's Jacqueline. But if you watched the recent episode of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, for those of you who did, we have reached out to some of the cast members there. But if you saw Brandy on there, she has a little disdain, at least at this point in the season, for, and I'm going to call her name wrong, Joyce is her name, but she keeps calling her Jacqueline, and she had a reason for doing that. But just enough that, like, I get it. Sometimes that happens, and then you're, you know, you're stuck. So we're excited to get Tamara and Eddie on, and that will be happening soon. You know, we're also grateful for people that are out there, like Chris Paris, who's listening. He's out there working hard for Cisco today. So all of you restaurateurs that are out there that need a dependable rep that knows what they're doing, you contact Chris Paris because he is A+ and will give you exceptional service. So there's a shameless plug for someone that I care very much about.
Hopping back to the Housewives, I think it'd be really cool if our loyal listeners emailed in and said who their favorite one was from the franchise, and then we can try and get them on the show. That would be really cool.
That's why we're here. We do it all the time. And another person that I want, since it's holiday time, you're thinking about getting your hair did and all that fun stuff. For those of you who haven't been to the Meridian Salon downtown, I want to recommend them highly. You've got Robert Morris is the owner down there. He's got a great crew. I don't want to miss anybody, but there's JB and there's Brad.
The whole crew.
Brad and Danica. And I've literally been going there since the late 80s. Not to date myself again, but everyone knows how old I'm on here anyways. People are like, why do you tell your age? It's like, why not? It doesn't take a rocket science to figure it out. So we're grateful for the lots of things in our life. It's been a tough year, which the listeners are well aware of. But you know what? You just got to keep going through. And I don't know.
What doesn't break you makes you stronger.
This is what they say. And at this point, I'm going to assume that is actually true. We also have today in the studio, she's on her way, Deanna Lorraine. And she is an renowned dating coach, and she was going to be joining us today, which will be a lot of fun. So she'll have stories for us. For those of you who just at this time of year can't seem to get the dating thing right, Deanna's going to have some tips for you.
To get in your groove.
Yeah, she's in the groove.
Definitely.
She's a big player.
She sounded like a firecracker on the phone the other day.
She's a definite firecracker. She definitely knows what she's doing. She's got, which she'll tell you about, boot camps that she calls them. One of them is going to be in Dubai. Which, that's, to me, very interesting in and of itself.
It's an interesting location.
It is, isn't it? I mean, it's a, and we want to hear about that. And she's got one in Miami with, you know, which you can run by and wave to our friend Maricel Patton from The Real Housewives of Miami, who we're very grateful for. Her show, people continue to go on and listen to it and retweet about it. So for all of you that are fans of Maricel, thank you for doing that, because she's a really, really great person. Mortgages, what's going on? Let's bring the people up to date on real estate real quick before we get into the fun stuff. There's which real estate's fun, but yeah. I'm just talking about sometimes people don't equate mortgage or this.
You know, process. I think it's a great time for serious people that, you know, that are serious about buying to enter the market, because I think you don't have as much competition while there's still competition out there. I don't think you have as much competition around this time of the year because people are elsewhere taking care of life and holidays and family and everything else. So I think you could strike a really serious deal at this time of the year. So I think it's a great time for people to think about it if they have been. You know, I know a lot of people have been looking throughout the year and they're just waiting for that right opportunity to pop up. So hopefully this will be the time when it does.
Okay. So our friend Deanna Lorraine is here. We're going to let her get settled. We're just catching up on real estate. It is a very good time, though, if you were a seller or a buyer. I don't know. It's a good time to really look at putting your house on the market. People always think December's bad, January's bad. That's a complete myth as far as I'm concerned and what I've seen. What you tend to find is, if you're a buyer especially, you're going to find a lot more serious sellers that are out there. You're going to have an opportunity for those people that are thinking, I'll pick the process back up in January. You could have an opportunity to sneak in and we could write an offer on a house for you. In fact, we just recently did that for one of our many buyers, and the house is in a great area. You know, it's one of the kind of houses that you would get 14 offers on, and we were able to get our guys selected, which was really great. So it's not a bad time of year to buy. It's not a bad time of year to sell. It's all dependent upon your circumstances. Maybe during that actual Christmas week, you take a break. I don't know. It's up to you. But don't be put off by the early part of the year or the holidays for selling. Give me a call, 619-399-3300. Again, it's 619-399-3300. And I will be more than happy to talk to you about your house, give you a free home evaluation, come out to your house, whatever it is that you need from me. I'd be here with my team to help you out, but you would be dealing with me primarily, and I've got a great support staff who we're also grateful for. We've got Drew Ornelas at the office who helps keep things running, along with having Westshaw as a mortgage partner has been great, as well as a partner in my regular life. So we also have Wes's mom here observing today, but we're going to grab her and put her on the show. So
that's right.
We'll give you, when you're ready, you just let us know, Mama Shaw. All right.
Totally. So let the cat out of the bag.
Let the kitty out of the bag. So, all right. Now I'm excited. We have great company here today. And Deanna Lorraine is one of them. I'm sorry about the address confusion.
That's okay.
I mean, I was just like, oh, my God. So I was explaining to people before you got here a little bit about what you do.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you're the expert. And I thought you were a bit of a firecracker. You're very beautiful young lady.
Oh, well, thank you.
Of course. And we want to hear all about dating and mishaps and how you can be somebody's wing woman and all this good stuff I hear about you. So I know that you're somebody who can make things happen.
I can. Thank
okay.
you.
No. So I went, but we want to hear some stories, and you got to give us one or two good ones. There's got to be a good horror story out there.
There's many of them. It's more about like, well, how can I isolate the one or two that are amazing?
Right. Yeah. We'll have you back. You'll become a friend of the show, and we'll definitely have you back.
I'm searching my memory files.
There you go. But I got, when we talked yesterday, so to contact you directly, somebody wanted to reach you. What for you is the preferable way. I can always put them in contact with you. But if they wanted to be anonymous and reach out to you because they were shy.
I guess.
Yeah, what would be good?
They could. Well, I'm on Facebook and YouTube, but the best way is to look me up on my website. It's DeannaLorraine.com for men or DatingCoachDeanna.com for the woman's site. And there's just a contact form that they'll fill out, and they take a little dating needs assessment, couple questions. And it sends me an email, and then I get right back to them and set up a free consult. And we will have a powwow and see what their dating and relationship situation is all about.
So how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this almost 7 years professionally.
Wow.
Like, okay, professionally all my life.
Okay. I was going to say, so that's something that you've always been in the groove on. So
I have. I was raised by four brothers.
Okay.
As the only girl. And I was like, you know, I got to have like be like a fly on the wall in the men's locker room all the time.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. That is interesting. So I want to hear about you've got the website for men, the website for women. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you would have a different approach.
For men and for women.
For women. So that makes complete sense.
Yes.
But do you mind sharing a little bit about the boot camps? Because we're kind of interested, like Dubai. Like, there's something very intriguing about Dubai.
I was thinking the same.
Yeah, what motivated you?
Well, I have these boot camps. They're weekend boot camps, 2.5 day long. They're really intense. And it's great because I get to like roll up my sleeves and get kind of down and dirty with the participants in a good way, like a very
down and dirty
way.
Girl. Yeah, got it.
We spend many, many hours together in a small group, and I coach them all weekend, and we do all these real life, real world hands on exercises. Like, I take them out to bars or nightclubs or grocery stores or whatever and have them get hands on real world experience, developing their confidence, developing their social skills, their attraction skills, how to approach women, you know, all that great stuff. And for women, it's similar, but it's just designed to attract men and their life partner. Right. So Dubai, what I found in the last couple of years is I've had this like really increase in following in Dubai and Middle Eastern clients. So I thought, why not have a boot camp over there and serve the Middle Eastern folks over there?
That's a very interesting thing.
Yeah, they have some issues with dating over there.
I was going to say, I would think that, isn't that, and please forgive me if I'm not going to pre-qualify. If somebody wants to send in a yelling email, they can. But culturally speaking, don't they have issues with dating and with the woman's status versus the man's status, or are they more modernized?
They're more, well, in Dubai specifically, they're a little more modernized, but I do work with people who are like, you know, hardcore Middle Eastern and who have some religious and cultural conflicts going on that makes them difficult to date or to find a partner. It is getting a lot more, you know, westernized and less traditional. But what happens in Dubai is apparently it's like a mini Vegas over there. You know, in the middle of the desert. And so people are like hooking up and they go there for work or short term. Well, it's actually similar to San Diego. Nobody really wants to commit. Everyone wants to have fun.
Okay. And we know all about having fun. So what stays in Dubai or what happens in Dubai stays in Dubai. We're going to apply that there too.
Yeah, I guess so. Like, all the men like are concerned they want to have sex more. And the women are interested in having a committed relationship. So they hire me for two different purposes over there.
No, I wonder if the women are being honest, because I bet those women want to have more sex, too.
Of course they want to
have sex. Come on, ladies. Lay it down.
Women have a higher threshold of waiting than men do, and we would rather withhold or hold out on sex for the right partner or for a boyfriend rather than have a whole bunch of random flings that, like, meaningless sex.
Right.
That's the only difference.
That's a big difference.
So we're not willing to go, like, you know, bottom of the barrel like you guys.
Oh, well, thanks. Glad to hear it. Anyways, you're on Big Daddy Radio with the incomparable, famous dating coach, Deanna Lorraine. You can reach her at her website, DeannaLorraine.com. She will be on our website as well, BigDaddyRadio.com. So you'll be able to easily get in contact with her. When we come back from break, we're going to hear some dating horror stories. And we're also going to talk about a holiday giveaway for a needy family. So for those of you who can think of somebody that's not going to be able to have an actual Christmas, we're going to go ahead and sponsor that for a family. But I'll tell you more when we get back from break. Thanks. Baby. but can't you see? All right, we're back. You're on ESPN 1700 AM. You're on the Big Daddy Radio Hour here every Wednesday from 1 to 2. For those of you who are just catching up and tuning in, Tamara and Eddie Judge from The Real Housewives of Orange County were scheduled to be here. They're called for interviewing at Bravo. I screwed up the date. I was giving her Thursday's date. She slapped me.
Oopsie.
So, yeah. So they felt really bad. But I'm trying to get him here for next week, schedule providing, if not early January. But Tamara and Eddie will definitely be back. And then we have the fabulous Deanna Lorraine, dating coach, that is, at this point, international. I even have a wonderful listener out in Orange County, Patty Limke, saying she wants to go to Dubai. So, got to reveal my secrets there. She probably loves that I just gave her name out there saying she wants to go to Dubai. But hey, listen, you never know. So anyways, but in all fun. So these boot camp, we also have a guest, but she's being shy. So we can't force her on the microphone. But we have Leslie Shaw, who works with Bankers Capital.
Bankers Life and Casualty.
Bankers Life and Casualty. And she's going to be back on the show and talk to us a lot about the products and stuff that she provides, but also just insurance. They've got some really unique products that I think people need to know about and that would be you'd be very interested in. There's long-term care. What are the other? And I like the other one. Like, yeah, I like the cancer care. Not to put you on the spot.
Was this really cool one she was telling me about last night. It was like a life insurance policy, but once you get older, it starts paying you back money.
Ooh, so
that
we
a
like
really
that
cool product. So we're gonna be really excited when you come on and tell us all the information about all that stuff.
I'm excited about it too. And there are a lot of different ways that we can construct the insurance products that we offer to meet every individual's needs. And everybody is different, and that's the beauty of the products that Bankers offers. We primarily serve the retirement community, people transitioning into retirement, and helping them make that transition very easily. According to what everybody's individual needs are, and that's the beauty of it.
But you're working with people also, like, planning for the future, right? Like long-term care, all
absolutely.
stuff that it's like with anything insurance, people always think you don't need it, and then something happens,
oh,
and it's
God,
like,
I've gotta have this car
why
insurance.
Didn't I have it? And so, well, not right. having, and I don't mean any disrespect, but not having car or home insurance, I know it can be a battle, but you've got to have those things, folks. You've got to have those. And
you brought that up in comparison to car and home insurance, Brian, because we take the time it's required of us to have that insurance.
Right.
But if you think about it, our lives are the most important thing that we can insure.
That's why I brought it up.
The whole picture, because without insuring ourselves, we're not securing our homes and our cars and our people that we care about.
And I'm on the same page as you. I'm all about making sure there's insurance wherever you can put it. So we're definitely going to be talking a lot more about that. But people know, like, okay, I need to have car insurance. I need to have health insurance. But you also need to know that you've got to plan for your future. And Leslie Shaw is going to be able to give you some really unique ways to do that. And we're going to have her back on as a guest, to devote more time to everything that she does do. So I'm looking forward to having you on, Mom-in-Law.
Thanks, Brian.
So anyways, and be on panel with us today, obviously, but talk about it. But let's hear about Dubai and the dating and Deanna Lorraine and all the fun stuff here.
Yeah.
Or the biggest mistakes that men or women make when they're dating.
Like, what's the top three? Like, what would you say, like, the top three are?
Oh, God, top three.
You should get out of this, probably.
I know. There's, like, way more than that. I would think number one is, like, for men, a big one is like not knowing just how to like court a girl these days or a man maybe, right? Like moving along the relationship is really confusing apparently for men nowadays, or it seems like they're like where'd their balls go? You know, like all of a sudden texting came in the picture and like new technology, and they're like afraid to text or call girls now. They're afraid to like just, you know, set up the date and like follow up with a girl after the date and set up the next date. Like they did back in the olden days.
Yeah.
The so a lot of olden days.
I'm not calling her. What happened to the pursuit? I'm going to wait for her to call me.
Right. Yeah. Like, oh, like, I don't want to seem too eager. I don't want to seem too desperate.
Well,
right.
You know, it is interesting, though. There's a lot of that game playing. Like, where it's like annoying. You're going to wait to call. And I got to admit, I'm so glad.
You're in a stalemate. It's like, who's going to look less eager or desperate?
Don't you think?
But really, girls want to be pursued.
Don't you think, Deanna, though, that the rejection part plays a big factor for the guys because they don't want to put themselves out there and be vulnerable.
Machismo,
rejection definitely do, but guys were more willing or braver back in the day, I would say. And now it seems like guys are way more sensitive. They're more unwilling to kind of just be brave and put themselves out there for women and like just pursue in the masculine way that a man pursues. Mm. A lot of women miss that. They want to be pursued by men.
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder. And that's interesting because you have your finger on the pulse of this. Mm-hmm. So when you're saying women want to be pursued, you know, there's a lot of gals that want to assert their independence. But if you really, really dig down deep, it's like they don't want to be the ones doing the calling.
Not at all.
They
would say,
oh, how sweet.
Yeah. Actually,
this is important. Tell me, because I would think that the... You know, with the way things are now, it's okay for the girl to call and ask for a date. But
mm-mm. No, women are the stronger, more successful, more powerful, more self-sufficient woman. The stronger she is, actually, usually the more she actually wants a man to be stronger than her. And she wants the man to be more of the alpha in the relationship.
Interesting.
Deep down. It may not occur that way for the man. So he may be like, oh, you know, you can call the shots, or she's in her managerial mode. So she feels like if she hasn't heard from him since Wednesday, you know, now she has to call and make the plans. But really, like, that's your time as a man to step up even higher as the man. And, you know, because she wants to, like, take off her managerial hat at the end of the day.
Right.
She wants a real man.
We women miss real men. She wants to be pampered.
Yes.
See, folks, you have to listen.
A real man.
What do you find, though?
They're out there.
You know?
I know. They are. But it seems like fewer and far between. But I'm unleashing real man into the world. That's what I like to do.
So how long do you work with someone? So if I come to you and I'm like, Deanna, I can't get a date to save my life. Or... Deanna, I can't seem to get past date number one or two.
Or I keep falling into the friend zone.
What do you do? And you don't have to give away your secrets, but give people an idea because they want them to come to you so they can get a date.
Well, there's basically a couple options. They're either going to go into my weekend boot camp, which is like an intensity situation, or they'd go into a group program that's like a continued 6 to 12 month program. Or the best is when I work with them personally.
One-on-one.
And one-on-one, either in person if they live locally, or Skype. Yeah. Skype works very effectively. And usually we work together for 6 months, between 6 months to a year. And we have like a couple, you know, one coaching session a week or more. I do everything. I, you know, take them out in the field or go on mock dates with them, be their wing girl. I mean, whatever it is that they need to develop their confidence, to develop the skills, the attraction skills, the dating skills, the social skills that they may be missing, that's what we integrate into their game. And that usually realistically takes about 6 months or longer, like between 6 months to develop everything, all those skills. And around 6 to 9 months is when guys usually get a girlfriend.
Interesting.
And they get into women too.
So do you find that all of these things that you're cultivating in them and teaching them are there instinctually anyway and comes out naturally and gradually as they build their comfort zone?
I believe that. I believe that men, all just by way of being a man, that you're born with certain instincts and masculine gifts, you know, masculine qualities. And intuitively, instinctively, you know how to be with a woman. But it's been stifled after so many years of, like, you know, women's rights and like different confusing times and gender roles and everything. It's kind of really been stifled. So it's almost like they need permission to be fully unleashed into the man that they are and really step into their power. And so that's what I believe that all men have it. I'm just helping. I'm really bringing it out and unleashing that.
And, you know, you bring up the thing like we were talking about. I mean, women probably so much you open their car door. That might sound 1950s like.
I love when guys open my car door.
Okay, so I'm just wondering. I mean, it's like, so you help, And different than, now you're a dating coach versus a matchmaker.
Mm.
These are two different things, or do you do both?
They are. Okay. I do a little bit of both. I mean, I find matches for people sometimes. But primarily what I do is, like, you know, matchmaking is just like giving a man a fish.
Right.
I teach a man to fish. Because a lot of times, you know, someone a date and they totally blow it because they don't have the confidence or they don't know what they're doing on the date and it's going to go nowhere. That's why a lot of people end up with matchmaking services and they get really frustrated because they're like, shoot, it's been like a year and I still haven't had a date that's worked out. What's wrong with me?
Right.
And it's because they haven't been taught how to fish, to find that person on their own and have the skill set to be able to cultivate that into a lasting relationship.
Right.
There's all this now online dating.
Yeah.
I mean, thank God I've been married long enough now that I'm not in that realm. But
yeah.
I don't know how efficient I would have been at online dating anyway. But
it's scary out there.
I mean, what is your opinion on it? What's interesting is you'll meet someone and you ask them, how did you get together? And then
online. Yeah.
But before that was kind of a stigma where would have a cover story,
right?
How they got together.
Once you got
we were in the line at Starbucks and our eyes magically met across the room,
right?
And we fell in love.
You don't hear a lot of those stories anymore.
But you're starting to get people to be more real about online dating. I would think, though, before you jump into doing something like that, you need somebody like yourself that can help them be successful, because they have to keep going back. I mean, how do you measure success? Obviously, somebody getting married, not necessarily, but someone being able to be a good date.
Yeah.
I mean, what is your ultimate goal for the
people?
You
want to know a few ways I measure success is it depends on what the client's goal is.
Right.
Most men and most women do come to me with the ultimate goal of they want to be married or in a committed relationship with their ideal woman or man.
Makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's definitely the end game, and that's when I know I'm really successful. But leading up to that, I know that it's working because they get more dates. They get more dates with the quality people that they're looking for. They get more second, third, and fourth dates. And there's they're getting much better responses out there from people.
Right.
You know, there's actual measurable results.
Pause that thought. Because it's Big Daddy Radio break time. Folks, we'll be right back. We're here with Leslie Shaw. We're here with Wesley Shaw. And we're here with Deanna Lorraine. We'll be right back. All right. Perfect song, Danny. Perfect. We love when Danny's working the board. He's got it down. For you folks caught in a bad romance, we have a remedy for you here on ESPN 1700. We have the incomparable, the lovely dating coach, Deanna Lorraine. And
guys.
I know. See, we would be good.
Telling
the truth. That's
making
sure.
me blush and match my color dress.
And we have our lovely Leslie Shaw from, I'm going to just keep doing from being in real estate, I'm so used to Banker's Life and, oh my God,
Banker's Life and Casualty.
We love live radio. We love live radio. I needed auto-tune, Danny. That was bad. I know it was.
Hard to learn where that Pac-Man button is. It goes...
And she gave me her card, even. Yeah, where it just goes... Bzzz. But I always want to call Banker's Hill. Or, you know what I mean?
I get it. Totally.
So it's Banker's Life and Casualty Company. And they've got amazing products. And she's going to be back on with us to talk about those amazing products that I want you folks to be thinking about. Starting now, but especially when you get to January and you have all your New Year's resolutions, etc., one of those needs to be you're going to get your dating life in order, you're going to get your financial life in order, and part of getting your financial life in order, people forget that part of your financial life includes insurance.
It
Hello?
Absolutely does. That's the protection of everything
wealth
that
protector.
You've worked hard for.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm mystified. I'm mystified that people don't understand that. It's like...
I think some people just don't know. They just don't know what's out there.
And well, that's why we have the expert, Leslie. Right. And so I encourage you. I want to put you in contact with her when you hear more about the services that she offers. She was our impromptu guest, but always welcome here. You know that.
I know.
She's family. But she's very what you'll like about working with Leslie is she's very easy to deal with. So, you know, some people are kind of a hard sell kind of thing, and that's so icky. I hate that in real estate when people do that too.
Mortgage too.
You know, I have a listing. I have some buyer's agents crawling up my space, and it's like, down. Submit your offer and we'll negotiate. You don't have to be a beast to have an offer accepted. It's just a big turnoff when people are like that. So find out about these great products that you have, which is coming down the road. You've heard some of it today. You know, if you want to list your house or sell it, list it or buy something, call me. Put you in touch with Deanna Lorraine or Leslie. You can call 619-399-3300. And same thing with Wesley Shaw from RPM Mortgage. Full panel. But we are talking about dating and relationships and
love.
I've got the...
Oh, love.
Love. Speaking of love, one of our favorite, Nicole Oliver, is out there. We have to give her a...
Shout out to
big
Nicole.
Big shout out for being a long time listener and friend of the show and just an amazing individual.
Definitely.
And really amazing. But she likes the fact, she likes the fact that you are holding men to task.
Hold their feet to the fire.
I'm sure all the gals out there feel the same way. So guys, you got to get your act together.
Seriously, what's going on? Women tell me, they confide in me. And they're like, you know, what happened? I like this guy. Things seem to go well. And then, like, the ball just drops. And he just kind of, like, fizzles out.
Is it because she gave it up too early?
Well, no. I always ask that question, too.
Well, yeah. I mean,
if that's the case, then, yeah, he has a...
Then it's kind of like, okay.
Expected.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, like, from the guy's ends, it's like, oh, you know, I was just scared of coming across too eager or calling or texting too much.
Right.
But what I've seen nowadays, too, especially with texting, is like the winner of the game, it seems like, the man, because there's a lot of competition, it seems like, these days.
Right.
You mentioned online dating, and everyone has, like, seems like several people in the pipeline now. Like, several options.
You have a dating
pipeline. That's one way to put it.
Right? We have, like, it's like an abundance of.
Is it like a booty
options.
Call pipeline or what?
No, dating pipeline.
Oh, I don't know. I think pipeline. It's a booty call pipeline. That's okay, though.
Right.
Maybe
well,
for the serious
there's all these
person.
Opportunities and options at your fingertips. So what it's brought on is like a massive worldwide epidemic of the grass is greener syndrome.
Ah, interesting.
Oh,
you know, and people are always like, oh, she's really great or he's really hot. But there could be like 10 others.
Because it is.
There's competition.
Yeah, it's not fun to be single. It's hard being single.
It's a jungle out there.
It is a total jungle.
You know, I think when the people find that genuine, that person that they're going to have that genuine connection with,
mm-hmm.
I think it just, to me, it just came naturally. Like, it always would just come naturally.
Yeah.
I'd want to call and I'd want to talk to them.
Right.
As much as I could.
Yeah, like, because you want to maintain that connection.
Yeah.
And I think that nowadays it seems like the men or women who end up feeling like having the greater connection in the end is the one who actually is like the best texter.
Like, that's interesting.
You have like,
you know, I think
the wittiest like texter.
Hiding
the
behind
week.
The text. I don't know. Is it, but it feels like it's almost hiding. Maybe not.
I think you should sprinkle in some calls.
Well, yeah, I mean,
text
for sure. Right.
But
I liked, you know, text is taken out for a lot of people. I made it easier. So
lazy.
Like, yeah.
You mean
totally lazy?
Lazy. Yeah.
So it's like online dating, too. Everyone's become a bit lazy.
Well, yeah. Also, with texting, you lose opportunities, whereas when you're in a conversation, who knows where that conversation might lead.
That's true. Very
good.
True.
See, this is why we have a panel.
Nonverbal communication.
Nonverbal communication, which is like 80% of all communication.
Exactly. Right.
So you don't know if like what the tone of voice is. Sometimes you're like, is that an emoticon, like a happy emoticon? Or is that
you're
tongue wagging emoticon.
No, right. Or you're on, I can't. I always have to have my glasses on to see. I mean, people use those emoticons.
The emoticons have like moving tongues back and forth. Like,
what is that?
Just like googly eyes.
Yeah. In the emoticons, I can barely see as it is reading wise. So, like when somebody sends one, I'm like, oh,
it's a little yellow dot.
Like, yeah,
it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. That's what I loved about. I wish that I lived in a different era, like
right.
You know, like when things were a lot simpler and a man was like romantic and they had to come on a horse and bring a telegram to ask a woman out.
It's
or
like that,
or maybe at least just call.
So kind of like that Woody Allen movie. Mm-hmm. What was that? Midnight in Paris.
Yeah,
that he's so obsessed with that past era,
the
and
romance,
yeah,
and chivalry.
Definitely.
Well, okay, yeah. So when go ahead.
I was going to say that just now there's just a lot of confusion between the men and women, between the genders, you know, and
that's
like,
what
what's
I would
to
think.
Be expected.
That's what I would think. Like, have the rules change? Have the roles change? Really, what you're saying in essence is it shouldn't have. Women still want to be pursued. I mean, who doesn't? I think men want to be pursued too, but maybe for different reasons. And I'm just giving people
a
hard time.
I'm sure you wouldn't mind women throwing at themselves at you, right?
There you go. But if you've got the, when you talk to somebody, mm-hmm. and you get somebody that's cocky, let's say, or just, you know.
Okay.
How do you deal with that? I'm just curious. Because I can see that being a turnoff. Sometimes watching The Millionaire Matchmaker. Mm.
Like when you get the playa, mm-hmm. you know, that wants to know, how do I figure this out?
I mean, you get into the meat and potatoes.
They walk, what?
You get into the meat and potatoes. You're not just throwing them on a date and saying.
No. They waltz in, you know, with my office or in my Skype session or something, and they look all slicked out, you know,
right.
Head to toe dress and style. And they're like in their 40s or 50s or something. And they're like, okay, I am like so great. And they like list off all their accomplishments. And
Mr.
they're just
Wonderful.
So cocky. And they're like, I just can't find a woman who just like meets my standards.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, okay, let me roll up my sleeves a little bit here.
Yeah, exactly.
And then within like three sessions, I know that there's like way deeper stuff going on with them. And they're just like, a lot of times they're like a hidden weirdo. And or they're perfectionist.
I like the hidden weirdo part.
And they're not, yeah. And they're like in their
50s. Tell me about the hidden
weirdo.
Yeah, yeah.
They're overweight, thinking they're like in their glory days in high school, and they're trying to meet 22-year-old women.
Like, well, it's like
so
it's like the high school photo.
That that's
it's
not
like
the case.
Real estate agents in their high school photos.
High school
it's like, my God, that's not you.
High school prom pictures.
Either leave it off or put on a photo that reflects currently what you look like.
And they do that in online dating too.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm not saying it was necessary to have one, but for those people that do, you've got these photos that you know were taken 20 years ago. It's
I
like,
know.
And you see the
client's going to meet you at some point,
yeah,
folks.
Yeah, exactly.
Just
exactly.
Like on a date, these people create their online profiles,
right.
And you've got Chubby Hal, and then when you get on there, here's, you know.
Although I had, a client who, he did that. He went on a date with a girl that he had this big connection with for 2 months online. Different kind of pictures. And then he meets her in person, and she's like 100 pounds overweight, like huge.
Wow!
And he just went up to her and said, "You know what? I'm sorry, but you know, you lied to me, and we can't have a relationship based on a foundation of lies."
I can't believe that.
And then she went off and lost 100 pounds. So it was like all
the
motivation. Yeah. So I guess it was good motivation for her to lose that weight finally.
So did he take her out on a date?
I guess not.
He should have as a bonus. All
right. To reward her, right?
One more dating horror story that turned into a success story. And we love people of all shapes and sizes here on the Big Daddy.
Yes, we love people of all shapes and sizes. Everyone's beautiful and sexy in their own way.
That's
for sure.
And we'll be right back. All righty, we're back for the final segment this week of Big Daddy Radio Hour here on ESPN 1700 AM. You can reach us by going to bigdaddyradio.com. Make sure you include the radio in there. I know that seems like it's getting old, but I still have people that forget. You don't want bigdaddy.com search results.
Like
you can imagine. It's a different, whole different kind of a world there.
Different world.
You want bigdaddyradio.com, and it'll bring you right to our site. You can contact us directly. We get a ton of emails, and we reply to them all. Unless you're Deanna and you need directions, and then that's a problem. But we also have Leslie Shaw with us, and it's going to be... She's going to forever be scolding me if I don't get it right. So it's Bankers Life and Casualty Company. That she will be joining us in the new year and talking a lot about products. So get ready to get your financial house in order, which better include insurance and working with Leslie. And Deanna Lorraine, a new friend of the show who is a dating coach, joined us today and is going to be back. We've got some big things happening in 2014.
Yeah,
it's
going to be a big year.
It's going to be a big year. And we got great guests in 2014 coming. You guys are going to be excited. It's going to be really exciting. So got a lot of energy in that capacity going forward. And I want to thank our listeners. But next week is our holiday show. And at that point, I really will have time to express the gratitude that I have for all of you that are out there listening. And just know that what we want for you is nothing but the best. And that's the reason we have the fun on the show we have, and we have the diversity on the show we have, and we also have the knowledge that we try to give so that people have it. We want you to be entertained as well as walk away with like, hey, I didn't think about long-term care insurance. I better call Leslie Shaw at Bankers Life and Capital.
Or I didn't know my life insurance could be active in helping me live rather than for after I'm gone.
Exactly. So there's just all these great things. Now, if somebody can't wait to contact you and they want to contact you directly, what's the easiest way for them to grab you?
The easiest way for them to get in touch with me is with my phone number, and that's 760-672-3772.
Okay, so you heard it. If you're interested in any of that, you just call Leslie Shaw direct at 760-672-3772. Also, we can put you in touch by going to the website. Deanna Lorraine, new friend of the show. You're going to be with us in 2014. I'm excited.
Me too.
Leslie's going to be with us in 2014.
Yes, I will.
And we have some celebrities that you guys are going to be excited.
Yay.
But
maybe we can even have someone have like a makeover.
I like it. Ooh. We have some good stuff. But I want people to email us. If you know a needy family, someone who really isn't going to be able to have a holiday, and, you know, it preferably somebody with kids. It doesn't have to be. But I think a child not having a Christmas is just such. Listen, I don't want to. I'm not miscategorizing the fact what the important reason that you have the holidays. But Christmas is about toys and fun and all that good stuff when you're a kid. So I want to make sure that we have a family that not only can put a Christmas dinner on the table, but also can have toys for their kids. So send in a name. You can send it on BigDaddyRadio.com. And Deanna Lorraine, here we are. We got to come up with something good. You have something interesting. Now, what are you doing tonight that you have that's ongoing? Tell
our
listeners.
What am I doing tonight?
Yeah, YouTube.
I have my YouTube Ustream show. It's a live webcast. It's called Live with the Love Doctor.
Okay, Live with the Love Doctor,
yes.
On YouTube.
And I can chat and interact with people live from the chat room, or they can call in on my call-in number, and I can answer any questions that they have, any dilemmas that they want, some quick problem solving. I'll be on tonight with my wing girl, Carly, who's lovely.
Oh, okay.
And it's just like, it's great. We get some like really stimulating discussions going on around relationships, dating, love, and everything else, life.
the meaning of life. It happens sometimes, just like on this show.
Yeah, it's fun and it's stimulating, and you learn a lot.
And so, what I want to do when we have you back is mm-hmm. really talk about, like today we talked about men. There's a lot of things we know men need to be more chivalrous, for lack of a better word.
Be more of a man.
You know, like let's get men having some good dating skills.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some people are super shy.
Yes.
I don't know. That must be very hard to work with.
I was going to say, actually, approach anxiety. I'm sure you've heard of that term. And social anxiety and extreme shyness is something I've been dealing with a lot. And it just, men weren't really like that like hundreds of years ago, I don't think. You know, but it's like that's become sort of an epidemic too, of men being very shy. And it has a lot to do with the gaming society. You know, men as software engineers and lots of technical kinds of occupations that are having them hiding behind computers all day and not developing those social skills.
Right. So
that's a really big
social skills tend to go dormant as well as anything else. If you don't use it,
oh, yeah.
You lose it.
Absolutely.
I know. That's why I think like text serves its purpose, but it's one of those things where like, The interpersonal relationship part of it, the being the one-on-one, it seems like it's really convoluted.
Right.
But if you can get with Deanna, mm-hmm. she's top-notch at what she does. She'll work with you over time. She works with both men and women.
Yes. Yeah, don't ignore the women,
too. She's even worked with, did her first gay wedding. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, this. Listen.
I married my first lesbian couple.
Amazing. And we applaud you for that. So, you know, on this show, we're all about inclusivity.
Definitely.
And so I think that's a
great
thing.
No one left behind.
No one left behind. Mm-hmm. And I love that the fact that the Defense of Marriage Act was overturned, so now gay marriage is recognized. I mean, that probably could just be a whole nother arm
another
into
niche.
Your business. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you're starting to hear a lot more and see a lot more about people actually getting married, and that's a great thing. But
Right. Parting
words, the show always goes so quickly. In 2014, we'll slowly unravel what's going to happen with the show itself, how we're going to structure it. Some of the days are going to be like a view format, so be ready. And just know that between now and next week, there is a possibility we'll get Tamara and Eddie on here. Stay tuned on the website and keep a lookout. Deanna Lorraine, we're going to have her back. I think she's fabulous. You'll be able to catch her on our website along with Leslie Shaw. Who will be back with us as well. So we need a needy family for Christmas.
Yes.
If we thank you both for being here, Leslie. Thank you, Deanna. And thank you, Les, for being here always.
It's a pleasure.
And Danny, thanks for doing a great job on the board. Talk to you guys later.